The hospital's pledged to use up to 10% of its $2 million annual food budget to purchase local food, such as beef, tomatoes, green beans, eggs, chicken, and dairy products. Sacred Heart's administrator, Steve Rongstrom, passed out checks to local farmers.
This is one of our favorites, the Bullfrog Fish Farm in Menominee. Great job, guys.
Sacred Heart partners with River Country Co-op. It's a consortium of small farmers who want to sell to big institutions. Governor Jim Doyle announced there's $225,000 in grants for 7 similar projects in the state.
If you could picture if one farmer walked into Sacred Heart and said, I'd like to provide you with, you know, some vegetables, and they would say, well, are you going to be here every day, and can you provide enough for the hospital? And, you know, it would be impossible for one farmer to do it. But for a consortium of farmers around the state to be able to do it, they can do it, and that's what the state money is going to help them do.
Looking at the issue of access to local food more broadly, River Country's president, Richard Purdy, says groups like his are warning there could be food shortages in Wisconsin if there was a pandemic. The former federal toxicologist says local farmers will play a key role.
If you're a truck driver and you're delivering from Florida, Mexico, or California, you're going to want to get in your truck, get exposed all the way out and back, or get sick in the middle.
Meanwhile, the governor says state and federal inspectors will make sure that local food is safe. Mary Jo Wagner, Wisconsin Public Radio News in Eau Claire.